President Trump had no public event scheduled for this last full day in office, but he did release a farewell address on YouTube in which he spoke about his achievements. He says he prays for the success of the new administration in keeping America safe and prosperous. He did not mention Joe Biden by name.
We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck. A very important word.
The president's gracious words toward the Bidens are not backed up by his actions. He will not greet them at the White House tomorrow. It's not believed he will leave a letter for the next president in the Resolute desk. And the president and first lady will fly to Florida even before Biden is sworn in. Given that's been a case of life and death lately at the U.S. Capitol, some might say these quaint traditions don't matter much. Refinery 29 writer Lydia Wang joined us earlier on Skype to discuss whether the shunning of tradition really does matter.
President Donald Trump said he wishes the new administration luck, but his actions, of course, contradict that. And I think that above all else, this really sends a message of division. Traditions like touring the White House, traditions like attending a successor's inauguration, send a message of unity. And the Trumps have proven not to care about unity time and time again. I wrote a recent story for Refinery 29 about how all of this extends to Melania Trump, too. She reportedly has not reached out to Dr. Jill Biden, breaking a longstanding tradition. And I think that's something worth noting, too. I think people believe or want to believe that Melania is a victim of her husband's, not an accomplice. But her recent decisions, too, including her hesitance to address the attack on the Capitol, indicate that she is following her husband's lead.
I was reading a little bit about the tradition of the First Lady, the outgoing and the incoming. They tour part of the White House together. And going back several decades, going from the Carter administration to the Reagans, Rosalynn Carter was not all that enthused about doing it, but she did do it. That seems to be the key point here. You don't necessarily have to be happy about it, but it does send a message to the nation.
Yes, exactly. 4 years ago, Michelle Obama recently spoke about how she was very hesitant to do it, especially after the lies that President Trump spread about her husband. But she noted that it was important. Mostly, it's a symbol of unity. It sends a message. And that's just something that Donald Trump has proven again and again, that isn't important to him. And this is just not been in any way a peaceful or typical or honestly at all acceptable transfer of power.
And now a question that really has no clear answer, but I bring it up just for our discussion. In some way, I wonder if we'll be more appreciative of our history, the delicate nature of democracy, and generally more respectful of Washington's traditions. Or, of course, that could all go in the trash and we could be right back to political warfare in a few weeks. What do you think?
I do think that Joe Biden has really run a campaign on the idea of unity, on the idea of going against this Trumpian idea of division. And I'm hoping that we see a change in the future.
Lydia Wang of Refinery 29, we're talking a little bit about how it is traditional for a letter to be left in the Resolute desk for the next president, and that the outgoing first couple and the incoming first couple have a time together at the White House. That's not going to happen tomorrow morning as Donald Trump leaves and Joe Biden comes in.